This was the famous orator Demosthenes, whose fulminating speeches at the assembly, in which he repeatedly warned people against King Philip's schemes, are known as Philippics. But Greece was too divided to put up any real defence. At Chaeronea in 338 BC, the Greeks, who hardly 100 years before had held their own against the gigantic Persian host, were defeated by King Philip and tiny Macedonia. So ended the freedom of the Greeks. Not that it could be said that they had made good use of it lately. But it wasn't Philip's intention to enslave or plunder Greece. He had other ideas. He planned to create a great army made up of Greeks and Macedonians with which to invade and conquer Persia. At the time of the Persian Wars, such a task would have proved impossible, but things had changed. The great kings of Persia were no longer able and ambitious like Darius or mighty like Xerxes. They had long given up ruling the country themselves and contented themselves with the money their satraps sent back from the provinces.